Blog Talk Radio.
People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Visit redbarninc.com/coupon to save a dollar off your first can.
Blog Talk Radio.
Come with me if you want to live.
Rolling Stone raves. Terminator Genesis fires on all cylinders.
Hang on!
Arnold Schwarzenegger kicks ass.
I've been waiting for you.
It's everything you want in a summer blockbuster.
You gotta get him off me!
You could have shot me.
Stop whining.
And James Cameron declares you will love this movie.
I'll be back.
Terminator Genesis, now playing
in Real D 3D and IMAX 3D.
Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Directed by Alan Taylor.
Are you ready for some hot, steamy conversation?
I don't know how steamy it is. Yeah.
Fantastic relationship.
This is Steven, and I just want to share.
Yeah, I want to expound on that just quickly, because the real man.
Good morning, and welcome to Coffee Talk. I'm Soy, host of the fastest growing online talk show where we discuss real topics with real people in real situations. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and what a great morning it is. I am so happy to be in the studio today, sipping on my hot and favorite beverage. You know what that is? Yeah, that's a caramel macchiato. That's one of my favorites. I actually make them myself, and I'll give you the recipe on all that later. But let's get right into our topic this morning. So what's going on in the cafe today? We got some great conversation coming up. It's going to be hot and steamy. Get ready, because if you have not yet seen the fireworks, you will see them. I promise you, you will see them today. So what I want you to do is that if you have any questions or you want to participate in this show today or give any comments, and you are calling in, press 1 so we can get you in queue so that you can voice your opinions, comments, or even share your information today. I want to remind you to download the app if you haven't done so already. We do want you to stay connected with us. So download the app, Coffee Talk with Soy, from your app store, be it iTunes or Google Play. You'll find us there. Check it out. One of the features I love about that app is that it allows you to send us voice notes. So if you're driving, you know, we want to support the no text and drive laws. So if you're driving, use that app and it'll get your messages right over to us here on the show today. Hot and steamy, I promise you that's what you would get, right? Okay, well, get ready, buckle up your seatbelt, lay back, sip slow. I want to introduce to you a woman that knows no boundaries. And known as a relationship life coach and columnist, she's a speaker, an author, and a blogger, y'all. And she is here with me in the studio as we talk about something that we all need. We all need a little intimacy in our life, and we want to keep it in there. So let's welcome to the show the relationship rescuer, LaDawn Elliott. Good morning. Good morning, lady. How are you?
Good morning, Soy. I'm wonderful. How are you today?
I am fabulous. I'm fabulous. Do you have a hot beverage in your hand as well? What you sipping on?
Always. I'm not into the fancy coffees. I just take mine black, that's it, but I always have a hot beverage ready and waiting.
All right, and how about the great thing about having a beverage is to know when you need to shift from hot to cold, you know, because you got to balance it out in the end, right? It's all about balance.
You have to, certainly.
So we're going to be talking about intimacy barriers this morning. And let's, before we get into the topic, Adon, let's share some information on your background and how you've come to participate and to be an expert as you are in a topic such as this.
Well, I actually started, I've been a relationship life coach for 8 years, and I actually had an interesting transition into the field. I actually started several years ago as a pure romance consultant, which is a company that sells adult toys and novelties, and we would host parties. Yes, host parties for women. And there was just a lot of great conversation that would happen in these intimate and private settings. And I just started out selling toys. And what happened after I would have the parties, there's so much information, there's so much sharing going on. A lot of the times the ladies would not remember what I'd said or how to use something, so they called back. But what really started to happen, I started to get a lot of calls from the men in the relationships wanting to know what I had done, what I had said, what doors I had opened, because their women suddenly started to kind of open up and be very comfortable with creating more intimacy in their relationships. So it kind of spiraled out of that. So after having these conversations with these women at the parties and then getting calls from their husbands and boyfriends, and they would go from what to do with the toys to just open-ended conversations about everything, love, sex, and relationship. And I said, maybe on to something here. And as I stated, it just spiraled out of control, and I started to get one referral after another, after another, after another. And as you're in this work, you just kind of research it and continue to dive deeper into it. So many years ago, that's how it started. And so I've gone on and gotten training and all that good stuff, and here I am today.
Wow. Well, we are so lucky to have you on the Coffee Talk with Zoe show, so that our listeners here can learn more about being intimate. Now, before we get into that, I just, you know, when you said adult toys and novelty, you know, my light bulb just went off, just blew. I think the bulb blew, because I just had this question to ask you. Are you still selling the toys?
No, I don't still sell the toys. It was a major weekend business for me, so I had a life transition that wouldn't allow me to continue to do it. But I tell you what, it's a booming, booming business, and I'll be more than happy to refer your listeners or some other people to hosts that still do the party. I actually did an interview with a Bedroom Candy representative, and it's on my out there on my blog, and we just went A to Z, all the toys that they have, and it was just really awesome. They've upgraded a great deal since I've been in the game, but I sure can get some information to you guys.
All right, because we do want our listeners to be informed. Now, when you were talking to these women and they began to open up and the men called you, I mean, I love to hear when men speak up. I love to hear men speak and voice their opinions and set the tone. I mean, when they do it in the correct manner, that is. So I think that's a great thing that the men called you, you know, and saw the change. So what were some of the changes that they shared with you that they saw in their women?
Well, like I said, in these parties, if you have the right setting, the right mix of girlfriends, you can have discussions about anything. So a lot of times everyone would have the same type of question, but would be a little hesitant to ask. So once the door opened, then everybody kind of stepped through. So you had women that had been in relationships for years, and things had just gotten to be really stale or mundane, or they had had babies and were uncomfortable with their bodies, whether it was baby weight they had gained or stretch marks, or there were some things they just didn't want to do because they thought good girls, quote unquote, didn't do. So, you know, just having real conversations with them about how to use the products and things that they needed to continue to do in their relationship to maintain the passion and the spice. And it's something when women would come in the back to purchase their items, they would have really private conversations or questions related specifically to their relationship. But just giving them open feedback about how to reintroduce themselves to their mate, some of the things that they could do to make their mate feel special, feel wanted and needed, because most of us as women forget that men need to feel needed, men need to feel wanted and desired as well, because men are most often the pursuers. but they need to be romanced as well. And just giving them tips on how to do that, giving them tips on how to be comfortable with their bodies even when they were not comfortable with their bodies, and just being really real and having some sidebar conversations like, you know, intimacy, the need for physical connection is very important in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Please understand, I'm not saying that your husband or your boyfriend has or will, but step out. But they're not going to continue to be in an intimate relationship with you and not be satisfied intimately. So this is something that you can handle yourself. This is something that you can grow yourself in the relationship. This is something you can take control of. So I need for you to do that. I need for you to take these products, to add some spice. I need for you, if you have any questions, to give me a call. And we can walk through it, you know. So it was just in doing something to getting back to your date self. You know, we're a lot more open and spontaneous and willing to do certain things where we're in the dating phase. So just kind of talking them back into that phase, you know, getting them connected with that person again and having them take that person home, having them take that person to their mate, to the bedroom. And, you know, it just opens the doors.
Well, LaDawn, for those of you who are just coming into the show, I'm here speaking with LaDawn Elliott. She is the founder of LipService.com. She's a relationship rescuer. So if you're just tuning in and you have a question or anything, you want to chime in, press 1. We'll get you right in the queue if you have any questions for her. And don't forget to download our app and visit us on Facebook as well as Twitter. So let's talk about this. These tips that you mentioned earlier that you would give to these women. Why don't you share a few with us today about how they can be more comfortable with themselves and in an intimate setting?
And are you speaking specifically about the toys or just in general how to be comfortable with your mate?
No. I'm going to bring you back on the show. We're going to talk about these toys. You know, I myself have been to a few of these parties, and I'm the first one raising my hand like, excuse me, what? First of all, what size batteries do you put in that? How do you I'll be the first one, girl, sit in the front row and pay attention.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to bring you back on the show so we can talk about
that.
But for the time being, in terms of just women being comfortable with their bodies in intimacy, you said that a lot of times they were uncomfortable, maybe because of the baby phase and that kind of thing. So share, just get a few tips out there for the listeners, something they can practice tonight, they can work on tonight.
First of all, there has to be trust in the relationship for intimacy to really, really develop. You have to know and trust that your partner really loves you, really desires you. All of our bodies change, even the men's. They may not change as quickly and drastically as ours may because of us having babies, but even they shift. Really, you know, so you have to really understand. Ours would be a little more quick because we have babies. Our bodies do other things, and they just don't have to do those things. So, but trust your partner and know that they desire you. I found that a lot of women are really not comfortable with their bodies. So I have them really try to get in tune and get familiar with them with their bodies, really. And it sounds strange, but you have to start to love yourself. And sometimes it should be from the inside out, but sometimes we have to do it from the outside in. You know, you have to go stand in the mirror and look at yourself and appreciate every stretch mark. Appreciate those breasts may not be as perky as they were when they were 20, but understand that your man still desires you. I think it's really, really, really sexy to know that my man still wants to be with me. It's a choice. He doesn't have to want to, you know.
But LaDawn, listen to this. So even if he trusts, even if you trust him, or we trust him, the desire part, that has to come from him, right?
That's what I'm saying. Trust that he desires you. Trust that he
desires
you.
Would he have to prove that? I'm thinking men most often do.
They will continue to approach and want to be intimate, whether it's holding hands, kissing. Trying to get you in the spot where, you know, you can be intimate and make love, they will start to back away after a certain number of times that they approach and there's always an excuse or they think that they may get turned down. So they sort of start to turn another corner too. and they may sit back and wait because they don't want to get shot down again or they don't want to risk another no. Mm. So, you know, there are many cues that men will give you, your mate will give you to let you know that they desire you. Especially with the toys, I was going to say, when you start to introduce those types of different things in the bedroom, use them yourself. Educate yourself on what makes you feel good, makes your body feels good. So that way when you introduce those toys into the bedroom with your mate, you know, it is so very, very easy to seduce your mate when you're introducing something hot, sexy, and steamy and new into the bedroom. But I tell people all the time, don't do it if you're not comfortable with your body. Meaning if you purchase a toy that's a couple's toy or a toy for yourself, use it. Find out where to pleasure yourself so that you can use that to entice your mate. Men are very, 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 very visual. So if they see you in a romantic setting pleasuring yourself, oh, they're going to want to jump right in. So, you know, do things that are very visual. Dress up for your mate. Dress in things that make you feel comfortable, not necessarily things that you don't have to go get the scantiest thing in the store, but those things that make you feel sexy so that you will feel sexy and project that to your mate before getting intimate. So do those things that make you feel comfortable. You really, really have to tap back into yourself, because if you don't believe that you're sexy and desirable, it won't come out. He won't believe it either. So you have to get comfortable with you.
All right. So, ladies, y'all got that? Hold on. Just shared that one of the first tips is trust. You have to be trust and be comfortable with yourself. All right, I like that. Now, let's talk about the cues of desire. So you said the man will give many cues letting us know that he desires us. So let us know in case we missed the mark. You know, we may have missed it. So share that with us.
And these are basic and simple. They're verbal and nonverbal cues, obviously. You know, with men being very visual, if this is your mate and he's comfortable with you, you know, he's going to tell you that, you know, he wants to be with you, or he finds you attractive, or he finds you sexy, or he likes this particular outfit fit on you, or he likes the way you move in this, or anything. He's going to be vocal about it. And the nonverbal cues are touching. Men, well, not all men, mine in particular is a very touchy-feely kind of guy. So you know if you have that type of mate, if he's always touching you, always trying to hold your hand, always trying to hug you, always trying to kiss you, you know that he is still attracted to you. And ladies, I think because men are always perceived as the aggressor and always wanting sex, which a lot of times is true, sometimes they just want to be intimate, not in a sexual kind of way, but just in a close physical way. A lot of men have the love language of physical touch. So sometimes as ladies, we get a bit nervous thinking that if he's coming to touch, hug, caress, massage, or any of those things, it may lead to sex, and that may not be what we want at that point. But sometimes we just have to relax and go with it and allow him to be able to do that, and you have to be comfortable and relax and let him do it and then move on, because then you both get used to being able to touch each other freely and not have it lead to sex. So you won't be apprehensive every time he touches you, or he won't be apprehensive about touching you, because he may get an immediate retort because you're thinking, oh, I'm not ready, I don't want to do this right now. So, you know, just the touching, the language.
Okay, LaDonna, we have a Facebook question for you here.
The
Facebook question is, how do you introduce him to places intimate? How do you introduce him to intimate areas of your body safely?
How do you introduce your mate to intimate areas of your body safely? I guess I want a little more there. Are they uncomfortable with a certain part of their body, or they want to introduce them to something new sexually? I'm going to assume that they mean. Okay, go ahead. Are they giving
she
more?
She says, yeah. She's listening. She says that she wants to tell him what makes her feel good, but she doesn't want to hurt his feelings.
Okay. I tell people this all the time. Women, ladies, men are simple creatures. What they do well is follow instruction. You have to be able to have open and honest conversation with him. It's not intuitive all the time. A lot of people have bad sex because they think that something they did with someone else will work on you. If it doesn't work on you, you have to tell them. If you need for them to do something else, you have to actually tell them. People are more concerned oftentimes about hurting their mate's feelings, but you'll sit in a relationship where you're not satisfied sexually. So if it's something in particular, specifically that you need for your mate to do to you to pleasure you, two things. You can either teach him by showing him exactly what you want him to do, and sometimes I'll tell ladies, men too, to do exactly to your mate what you want them to do to you so that they can reciprocate in kind, or you just sit down and say, and it doesn't have to be a negative conversation, oh, I really, really love the way that you do this, but I really would like if you would try this. I really would like if you would explore this area with me more. You just have to have a conversation. There's no magic pill. There's no magic answer. There's no getting out of that one. But you have to do it with love. You have to do it with respect. Don't put down what he's already doing. Just bring out more of what you want for him to do to you.
All right. All right. What a great tip there. If you're just tuning in, we have the Dawn Elliott on the show, the relationship rescuer, who's just shared with us how to express your intimate desires with your mate. Now, LaDawn, I understand that you also do relationship workshops. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
I do.
And what does that consist of?
There are different types of workshops, and they are done for different types of group, whether it's a group of couples that's decided to get together, or I might have organizations that know that I do these type of workshops, and they'll bring me in, and they can range in topic from communication workshop to intimacy workshops, just exactly whatever the group is looking to have me discuss. As a matter of fact, I'm doing one this month in my community. I'm partnering with an organization, Men of Fantown, in my community to do a communications workshop. And this one will just give couples the basic tools to learn how to communicate with one another, to build that strong foundation, because at the end of the day, every problem that I've addressed with every couple has boiled down to poor communication or lack of communication. It's just a setting, and they can range from large groups to smaller groups, where I talk about specific subjects to build the relationship tool belt, I like to call it. And the one that I'm doing in my community, like I said, it's a basic, I'm calling it a communications one-on-one workshop, and it's just, you know, what you say versus what they may hear, learning to create a safety zone for you to have conversations in, and stepping inside of your mate's shoes to really see their perspective before you respond, and really learning those reflective cues. And what by that I mean, our mates are constantly reflecting to us things that we need to kind of work on, but we don't necessarily always pick those up, and trying to get people to notice and be in tune to those things so they won't always be so defensive in the relationship. So they vary. They run the gamut. The workshops run the gamut. I also do weekend retreats with couples as well.
Oh, that sounds really intimate and fun.
But before
we move into that, let's talk about the tool belt. Did you say tool belt?
What? It's a figurative term. You know how people have a handyman have their toolbox. I just call it a relationship tool belt. And it just gives you those skill sets, really, that you need to be successful as a customer. The communication tool, how to communicate through things, how to work together through things, how to attack a problem rather than attacking each other in the relationship, how to learn to be more trusting in your mate so that you can open up and be vulnerable. Because you won't have a successful relationship until you can really open up and have your mate see you raw and naked and still be comfortable. That's when you know you have a level of trust that has transcended what we kind of do in our day-to-day action in a relationship.
I like that. I actually like that when you said too, though, you know, I must be kind of visual like men, because, you know, I just see images when I speak, it spoke volumes to me when you said tool belt. I was imagining my partner and I, we standing there with tool belts on, and I'm trying to figure out which one I'm going to pull out first. So,
yes,
so my tool belt, well, I have a, so are we not using hammers and screwdrivers? Or, so what would be on our tool belt?
Yeah, and it's so funny you said that. I'm very visual, too. And when I throw out terms like that, I'm literally thinking about, you know, everyone having their handyman toolbox or a tool belt with your tools in it. You know,
mm-hmm.
we need to use the hammer of love today. We need to use the, no pun intended, the screwdriver of seduction today. What is it that
Ooh.
We need to do today to keep this thing afloat? And to make sure every passenger on board is satisfied. So, yeah, I can relate.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to giggle, too, because there is a toy that's called the tube belt. So I was like, yeah, that's a couple's toy. It's awesome. So, yeah.
Is it? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna put the tube belt on sale today. Tell them that can you contact a few of your referrals, and we're going to offer 10% discount to the store. Okay, so all the listeners on the phone, y'all heard that now. I'm going to post her website information on the Facebook page. She's at www.lipservicelounge.com. And let her know that you heard her on this Coffee Talk with Soy show today. And go on and get your tube belt 10% off today only.
Yes.
She's going to make that happen. She's a powerful woman. I think you're going to make that happen. I also like the screwdriver of seduction. That's powerful.
Yes.
Because, you know, when you think about seducing and being seductive, you really got to drive it in.
You know, like
a screwdriver, you really got to drive it in. Yeah, because, seducing requires work.
It does. It's planning.
Yeah.
It's being very thoughtful. You know, about what, how you feel, how you look, what will your mate appreciate. It's planning like anything else. If you want a good party, the devil's in the details. So you know what your mate likes. So put it out there in full force. You know, make it a buffet.
And it requires a lot of they say this intimacy starts with the mind. Is that correct?
It does. And people often confuse the word intimacy and think sex immediately. Intimacy is just simply a connection between individuals, an emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual connection that, again, can be given in verbal cues as well as nonverbal cues. And when people transition the word intimate to sexual thoughts, it's usually relating to a romantic relationship. But parents have intimate relationships with their kids. Siblings have intimate relationships with one another. Friends have intimate relationships with one another. You know, if you had some type of devastating event in your life, you broke up with your maid or someone passed, you can go sit with your best friend and not say a word, but just them being there comforts you and they know that's intimate. When a parent shows up at a school play and that kid looks out in the audience and they can see their mom's face or their dad's face and they just immediately light up, it's an unspoken language. That's intimate. You know, and just as holding hands with your mate, being able to smile and be in a room and just be totally content, that's intimacy. Of course, sex is intimate as well, but there are so many things outside of the physical connection that are intimate. So, yes, it starts with the heart. It starts with the mind. You're absolutely correct.
Wow. Well, I feel like I scored a school point today because I really feel like this has been a class for me. I'm sure that my listeners are out taking notes as well. I've jotted down quite a few things.
Oh, good.
And so already I've learned something within this 30 minutes that I'm going to try and employ into my life. So I hope that the listeners are doing the same as well. So, LaDawn, before
yes.
we wrap up the show, I'd be remiss if I did not allow you the opportunity to tell us more about where they can get information from you and anything you got coming up in the next few months or so.
Okay. As you stated, I have a website. You can look me up at www.lipservicelounge.com. It's a forum for adults to just kind of come out and discuss all things love, sex, and relationships. They're great articles. They're great tips, all kinds of good stuff. I have a Lip Service Lounge Facebook page and Twitter at Lip Service SBC Lounge. And I have a new book coming out, so it's a summer release. It's called Through the Looking Glass, Love Deconstructed. So look out for that.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today, for hanging out with me in the cafe lounge, sipping on your beverage and my beverage. Yeah, yeah, not like great conversation. If you have enjoyed this conversation and you have some comments to share about intimacy, post them on our Facebook page. Tweet me every now and then. Just stay tuned. Visit our Facebook page, our webpage, and don't forget, more importantly, download that app. Yeah, take me wherever you are. We want to stay connected with you because it's all about connection between individuals. Isn't that right, LaDawn?
Yes, it is. Connection is important.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have a great weekend. Be intimate as much as possible.
Yes.
Enjoy it. We'll see you right here next week. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
The next generation of climate control is the Honeywell Lyric Round Wi-Fi Thermostat, now just $229 at the Home Depot. Lyric lets you control your home's temperature from your smartphone. Running late? Arriving early? Just change the temperature from wherever you are. It also works with Apple HomeKit and works with Samsung SmartThings. Get comfortable with the Honeywell Lyric Thermostat, just $229 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through August 15th.
For 50 years, Kawasaki has been defying convention and building masterpieces that have revolutionized motorsports. Come celebrate Kawasaki's breakthrough products like the jet ski watercraft, ninja motorcycles, and mule side-by-sides at the Golden Anniversary Sales Event from April 1st through June 30th. Great financing is available, plus sales incentives on select models at participating dealers.
Visit Freedom Power Sports Canton before June 30th to take advantage of these great offers.